Ever feel like just drowning in online tools?
Yeah.
You know, each one promising you the moon, but really they just add more chaos.
Yeah, totally.
Well, today we are diving deep into something that claims to fix that, at least for those of us running events online.
And not just like your basic webinars or anything.
Right.
Think bigger picture stuff. We're talking conferences, even trade shows, networking events.
Yeah, yeah.
All happening in the digital world, like trying to create a real experience, not just another boring Zoom meeting.
Definitely. And luckily for us, our source today talks all about this platform event anywhere that is aiming to do it all in one place.
One-stop shop. I like it.
Right. So hopefully no more juggling a million different tools.
Hopefully, yeah.
Just to get one event off the ground.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. And it all seems to start, according to this at least, really smoothly, like surprisingly painless, actually.
Really?
To set up your event website. Like they give you a subdomain right off the bat. So it'll be something like, you know, youreventname.evenanywhere.com.
Ooh, I like that. That's nice. So much more professional than those like crazy long URLs with like a million characters.
Totally. Yeah. Makes you look legit right away.
For sure. But we got to be honest, like even with the perfect URL, the first thing people are going to see and judge is how it looks.
Oh, absolutely. Like first impressions are everything in the virtual world, even more than in person, I'd say.
I think so, yeah.
And this source we have really emphasizes how important the visuals are. And with Event Anywhere, it looks like they've got you covered there. They let you upload a logo. You can really craft a compelling description. You can even add a video intro if you want to. It's all about creating that cohesive, nice, branded experience right from the get-go.
I love that. It's like you're setting the stage, but, you know, digitally. So you've got the lights, the music, the whole shebang.
For sure.
And speaking of setting the stage, we have to talk about what actually happens at the event. Like this is where Event Anywhere really seems to go way beyond your average webinar platform.
Oh yeah, for sure. They're covering all their bases with this one. They offer all these different session types to fit pretty much any format you can think of. You've got your big live stage for keynote speakers, and then you've got private meeting rooms so people can have those smaller discussions that are a little bit more focused. And get this, you can have up to 16 people in those rooms, which is great for teams, or if you wanted to break out of a larger session.
Ooh, that is good for breakout sessions. Nice.
Exactly.
And then, of course, you've got dedicated networking sessions built right in because what's an event without networking?
Right. Got to have that.
Exactly. But here's where I think things get really interesting. They have a virtual expo hall.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is not something I've seen very often, I got to say.
That's actually what I thought was really cool, too, when I saw this. It's like they took a physical trade show and just put it online.
Exactly.
So you can create these virtual booths for your sponsors and everything, and you can have your branding up, different interactive elements, the whole nine yards. Like, they're really mimicking the real deal, which I think is really cool.
Totally. So attendees could, like, walk through the expo hall, you know, digitally, and then interact with different sponsors, make those connections. I love that.
Exactly. It's a win-win for everybody. And speaking of sponsors, they've actually built in a whole system for managing those relationships too, which is so key, especially if you're an event organizer looking to get some funding or just add value for sponsors, which I feel like is always the goal.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So how does it work? Is it just like a free-for-all? Like, does anyone get to be a sponsor or is there like some structure to it?
Yeah, no, they have a good structure to it, I think.
Yeah.
They have different tiers for sponsors. So you can be a gold sponsor, a silver sponsor, or a bronze sponsor.
I see.
Each one has different levels of visibility and then you get other perks on the platform depending on your tier. And it's really interesting because it seems like this is becoming a bigger and bigger trend with virtual events in general.
I bet, yeah.
Offering these customized sponsorship packages like that. And it seems like a smart move, right? Because some sponsors might have a bigger budget than others or different goals.
Right, exactly. Makes a lot of sense.
And to top it all off, Event Anywhere puts all the sponsor logos right there on the event's homepage, which is like...
Oh, it's prime real estate.
Prime real estate, exactly. Prime digital real estate. Can't beat that.
That's awesome. And, you know, a happy sponsor is one that's going to come back and keep sponsoring you.
Exactly. Keep them happy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But we can't forget the most important part of any event, the attendees.
The people.
The people. Exactly. So how does Event Anywhere handle, like, the invitations, the registration process?
It seems pretty simple, actually.
Okay, good. Better be easy.
Yeah, you get a unique URL for your event, you send that out, people go to the website, they create an account, and they register. Easy peasy.
Straightforward. I like it.
But here's the really cool part. Event Anywhere gives you a whole section just dedicated to the people attending. They call it the people section.
Oh, people section. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me more. I like the sound of this.
So it's not just a list of names and emails. You actually get to see everybody's name, what their job title is, what company they're with. And if they upload a photo, you even get to see their picture.
Oh, that's right. It's like a little dossier.
Yeah, it's great.
I love that. That is such valuable information to have, you know, especially beforehand. That way you can really tailor your interactions.
Exactly.
And even identify some key people that you really want to connect with.
Yeah, do a little pre-event networking.
Exactly.
Exactly. And it makes people feel special, too, when you remember their name.
Right. Personalized outreach. It goes a long way.
Oh, for sure. Makes a world of difference. And, I mean, you've got to figure it's got to boost attendee satisfaction overall if they feel like, you know, oh, they remembered me. Makes you feel good.
Absolutely. And happy attendees means a successful event.
Exactly.
So speaking of making those connections, this next feature is really cool. They have something called a public timeline.
Oh, yeah.
It's like having social media built right into the event platform.
Yeah, it's genius, really. Think of it like a social media feed, but just for the event. So all the attendees can interact with each other. You can post comments. You can share your thoughts about different sessions. And sponsors can even get in on the action. They can use it to share updates or, you know, generate some excitement and buzz. It's really cool.
That is very cool. It's like you're creating a whole community around your event.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't have to end when the event ends either. You can keep that community going.
Exactly. It's like a built-in way to stay connected, which is awesome. And as an organizer, it's great because you can kind of see what people are saying.
Huh.
You know, you can see what's resonating with them, which sessions are generating the most buzz. You can even see if there are any trending topics coming out of the event. And that just lets you adjust things on the fly if you need to.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
So not only is it great for attendees, but it's like this amazing source of information.
Oh, yeah.
For event organizers as well. Yeah. I love it.
Goldmine of data.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, enough about the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the presentations themselves.
Let's do it.
What makes the live stage experience on Event Anywhere special?
Well, one of the cool things they have is a green room.
Wait, hold on. Like a real green room?
Okay, well, maybe not like a real green room, but...
No comfy chairs and a bowl of M&Ms.
Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. We'll see. But you get the idea. It's a space where presenters can go before their presentation. They can make sure their tech is working, maybe calm their nerves a little bit, just kind of get prepped before they actually go live.
Oh, that's really nice. Just having that little buffer, that little bit of time and space to yourself before you have to go live in front of however many people. I love that.
I know. And, you know, that way you can avoid any awkward fumbling, technical difficulties, anything like that, right when you're supposed to be starting.
Exactly. No more starting your presentation with, can everyone hear me?
Oh, the worst.
Right. So that's fantastic. But what about those times when you do want a more polished look for your presentation? Or what if your speaker just isn't comfortable with live presentations? Because, you know, not everyone loves the spotlight.
Right, not at all. And they've got a solution for that, too, which I think is really cool. They have a built-in screen recorder.
Wait, hold on. A built-in screen recorder?
I don't know.
Built into the platform?
Built in, yep.
Oh, that's amazing. So someone could actually pre-record their entire presentation if they wanted to.
Yep, or even just parts of it.
Oh, that is such a good idea.
Yes.
That is a game changer.
And it's perfect for if you want to include more complicated things in your presentation, like if you have a lot of videos, you know, complex graphics, anything that might be hard to manage during a live presentation, you can just do it beforehand.
So smart. That is a really good idea. That's a lifesaver for sure.
Total lifesaver.
Okay, so the curtain closes on the event.
Yeah.
All the presentations are over. Everyone's had a great time. But what happens next? Do all those insights, all that value from the event just disappear into the void?
Not at all. It's actually the opposite. This is where Event Anywhere really shines because it's not just about the event itself. It's about getting the most value out of it even after it's over.
Okay, now that is what I like to hear because don't get me wrong, I love that post-event high. You know,
totally.
But it's even better when you have the data to back it up and you know that it made a real impact.
100%. And that's what they do really well here. So remember all those awesome sessions you spent so much time planning?
All those hours.
They don't have to just fade away, you know.
Okay.
Event Anywhere lets you record everything automatically. And then they actually put those recordings right there on the public timeline.
Oh, that is so smart. Because not everyone can make it to every session, right? Life gets in the way.
Yeah.
But this way, even if you miss something, or maybe you missed the whole event, you can still catch up later on your own time.
Exactly. Exactly. You're giving attendees the flexibility to kind of engage at their own pace.
Yeah.
And it gives your event a longer shelf life, which is always good.
Absolutely. And for those who did catch everything live, that's where those juicy analytics come in, right?
That's right. And Event Anywhere does not disappoint. They have a whole dashboard for that, like
yeah.
a whole dashboard just for post-event data. And it's awesome.
Okay. Got to be honest. Total data geek over here. So I'm ready to dive in.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, basic attendance, that's a given, but it sounds like they give you a lot more than that.
Way more, yeah. It's not just about seeing how many people showed up. It's about understanding who they are, what they're interested in, and how engaged they were throughout the entire thing.
Okay, love it.
Like, for example, for the live stage events, not only can you see the total number of attendees, but you get this super detailed breakdown of who those attendees were.
Nice.
So you can see their email addresses, their job titles, what companies they're from. You can even see when they joined a session and when they left.
Hold on. So you know who was glued to their screen and who snuck out for a coffee break in the middle.
You got it.
Oh, that's gold.
That is gold.
Pure gold.
That's the good stuff.
That's the good stuff. So you can see, like, what really resonated with people, maybe identify some potential leads.
Exactly.
And even use that info to tailor your content in the future.
Exactly. You got it.
That's incredible. Okay, so that's for the live stage stuff. What about the expo hall?
Oh, they've got you covered for that too. Tons of great insights there.
Like what? Give me the good stuff.
Well, you can see which booths were the most popular, which is huge. And not just like a popularity contest. You can see how many people went to each booth, how long they stayed there. You know, were they just kind of passing through or did they really spend some time?
Right.
And it even breaks it down demographically so you can see, you know, what kind of people were drawn to each booth.
So valuable for sponsors, especially, right? Like if you're a sponsor, you want to know that your investment is actually paying off.
Oh, for sure. And for the organizers, too, because then you can help guide sponsors next time. You know, if one area of the expo hall is super popular, maybe you put a certain type of sponsor there, things like that.
It's like having X-ray vision, but for attendee behavior.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. You can see what people are responding to and then use that to shape your strategy.
Love it.
Man.
And the insights don't stop there, do they?
No, not even close. We're just scratching the surface.
Okay, good. I'm ready. Hit me.
They track everything. How many times videos are played, if people are listening to audio content. They even monitor the chats so you can see what words are being used most often to identify trending topics.
Wow. They track everything.
I know, right? They really do. And the cool thing is they bring all this information together in one place. It's not like you have to go to a million different places to find it.
That's key because no one wants to be jumping between a million different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much.
Way too much. And Event Anywhere gets that. They're not just giving you data. They're actually streamlining the whole process, you know? So it's less about the logistics and more about creating something really impactful and engaging.
Right.
Which is the whole point, right?
Exactly. Okay, before we go too far down the data rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's zoom out for a second because we've talked a lot about the platform, the features, all the data.
Right.
But there's this other really important piece we haven't gotten to yet, and that's the strategy behind it all. Because you can have the best platform in the world, but if you don't use it strategically, it's not going to be as effective.
Oh, absolutely. It's like having all the ingredients for an amazing meal, but then you don't know how to cook. You need that recipe, that vision to bring it all together. And it seems like Event Anywhere gets that. They actually give event organizers a surprising amount of control over how the whole thing unfolds.
Oh, do tell. I love a good strategy session. What kind of control are we talking about?
Well, for example, they let you control which features are visible to attendees and when.
Okay. Interesting.
So remember we were talking about the public timeline earlier?
Yes.
You can actually choose to keep that hidden until a specific date or time, maybe like a week before the event or even closer.
Ooh, I like that. It's like a little teaser.
Yeah.
Builds anticipation.
Exactly. And you can do the same thing with the expo hall. You can keep it under wraps until you're ready to unleash it.
So it's like you're revealing things little by little to keep people engaged.
Exactly. It's all about creating a journey, you
yeah.
know? Instead of just throwing everything at them at once, you're guiding them through the experience in a way that makes sense.
Love it. It's strategic event planning at its finest.
That's it. Mm. And it plays into that whole gamification aspect, which I know we both think is so important for virtual events. You know, by hiding or revealing different features, you're adding an element of surprise. You're encouraging people to explore, to be more involved.
Yes. It's like a choose your own adventure event.
Yes. exactly.
Everyone wins because they're more invested in the experience.
100%. That's the dream, right? And while we're on the topic of engagement and creating that personalized experience, we can't forget about giving attendees a little control over their journey, too.
So we've talked about all this control for organizers, which I love, but what about the attendees? Mm. Can they customize their experience at all? Or is it all up to the event planners?
That's the beauty of it. Event anywhere lets attendees create their own personalized schedules right there on the platform.
Okay, now that is music to my ears. I love a good personalized experience.
Yeah.
What kind of tools are we talking about?
Well, attendees can actually book meetings with each other right there in the platform. And not just with each other, they can request meetings with anyone, even the speakers.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and even the organizers.
Wait, so like, let's say I'm at a virtual conference on this
mm-hmm.
platform,
mm-hmm.
and I really want to connect with the keynote speaker.
Yeah.
Instead of just hoping to catch them in the virtual hallway afterward, I can actually like request a meeting with them through the platform.
That's exactly it. It's all about making the most of those networking opportunities, even in a digital space, which I think is so smart.
That is so smart.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of blown away by that. That's amazing.
I know, right?
It's like they thought of everything.
I think they really did, because it's all about making those connections and giving people the power to shape their own experience.
Okay, we've covered a ton of ground here today. We talked about all the different aspects of Event Anywhere.
Yeah.
The branding, the different session types, how they handle sponsors,
mm-hmm.
engagement features, those insane analytics, all that good stuff.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. So out of everything, what stands out to you the most?
Honestly, I think it's how they bring everything together in one platform. You know, they're not just hosting your event, they're helping you build a community around it. You've got the public timeline, all those analytics, the branding customization, it all works together.
It's like they took all the best parts of in-person events, like the networking, the excitement, and they found a way to make it all work in the virtual world.
Exactly. That's it. And especially with someone like you, who clearly values efficiency.
Always.
But also knows how to make a statement.
Yeah.
This platform seems like a dream come true.
It really does.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you're ready to take your virtual events to the next level, Event Anywhere is definitely worth checking out.
100%. And it'll be really interesting to see how people use it to create those really innovative and memorable events that really make an impact.
Speaking of impact, how cool would it be to use this platform to host a virtual unconference?
Oh, stop.
Right. Attendees could actually help shape the event schedule as it's happening.
Real-time collaboration. That's next level engagement right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.